She faltered under the look he gave her as he stood up. "Like it?" he said quietly. "Would you like it?"
No. I'm sorry, Harry. I didn't mean...
I hate it! I hate the fact that he can get inside me, that I have to watch him when he's most dangerous. But I'm going to use it. Dumbledore... Forget Dumbledore! This is my choice. Nobody else's. I want to know why he's after Grigorovich.
Who?
He's a foreign wand maker, said Harry. He made Crumb's wand, and Crumb reckons he's brilliant. But according to you, said Ron, Voldemort's got Ollivander locked up somewhere. If he's already got a wand maker, what does he need another one for? Maybe he agrees with Crumb. Maybe he thinks Grigorovich is better. Or else he thinks Grigorovich will be able to explain what my wand did when he was chasing me, because Ollivander didn't know.
Harry glanced into the cracked, dusty mirror and saw Ron and Hermione exchange skeptical looks behind his back.
Harry, you keep talking about what your wand did, said Hermione, but you made it happen. Why are you so determined not to take responsibility for your own power?
Because I know it wasn't me, and so does Voldemort, Hermione. We both know what really happened.
They glared at each other. Harry knew that he had not convinced Hermione, and that she was marshalling counter-arguments against both his theory on his wand and the fact that he was permitting himself to see into Voldemort's mind. To his relief, Ron intervened.
Drop it! He advised her. It's up to him.
And if we're going to the ministry tomorrow, don't you reckon we should go over the plan?
Reluctantly, as the other two could tell, Hermione let the matter rest, though Harry was quite sure she would attack again at the first opportunity. In the meantime, they returned to the basement kitchen, where creatures served them all stew and treacle tart. They did not get to bed until late that night, after spending hours going over and over their plan until they could recite it, word perfect to each other. Harry, who was now sleeping in Sirius's room, lay in bed with his wand light trained on the old photograph of his father, Sirius, Lupin, and Pettigrew, and muttered the plan to himself for another 10 minutes. As he extinguished his wand, however, he was thinking not of Polyjuice Potion, puking pastilles, or the navy blue robes of magical maintenance. He thought of Grigorovich, the wandmaker, and how long he could hope to remain hidden while Voldemort sought him so determinedly. Dawn seemed to follow midnight with indecent haste.
"You look terrible,"
was Ron's greeting as he entered the room to wake Harry.
"Not for long," said Harry, yawning.
They found Hermione downstairs in the kitchen. She was being served coffee and hot rolls by Creature, and wearing the slightly manic expression that Harry associated with exam review.
"Robes,"
she said under her breath, acknowledging their presence with a nervous nod and continuing to poke around in her beaded bag.
"Polyjuice potion? Invisibility cloak? Decoy detonators? You should each take a couple just in case. Puking pastilles? Nosebleed nougat? Extendable ears?"
They gulped down their breakfast, then set off upstairs, Creature bowing them out and promising to have a steak and kidney pie ready for them when they returned.
"Bless him," said Ron fondly.
"And when you think, I used to fantasize about cutting off his head and sticking it on the wall."
They made their way onto the front step with immense caution. They could see a couple of puffy-eyed Death Eaters watching the house from across the misty square. Hermione disapparated with Ron first, then came back for Harry. After the usual brief spell of darkness and near suffocation, Harry found himself in the tiny alleyway where the first phase of their plan was scheduled to take place. It was as yet deserted, except for a couple of large bins. The first ministry workers did not usually appear here until at least 8 o'clock.
"Right then," said Hermione, checking her watch. "She ought to be here in about 5 minutes. When I've stunned her..."
"Hermione, we know," said Ron sternly. "And I thought we were supposed to open the door before she got here."